Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Update with Living Compassion. My name is Rebecca and I'm happy to be joined today by Megan, who has agreed to talk with us about her experience in the most recent practice intensive on relationships. Welcome, Megan.
Hello.
Oh, good. Good to hear your voice. It's always nice when there's actually another voice when you do that.
I understand.
So I know you had some interesting experiences and insights from this particular intensive, and want to just invite you to jump in there and say a little bit about what you saw and how this was for you.
Oh, great. Yeah. I mean, and it was wonderful to receive the offer, and then because I just kept on, I've been looking. I mean, that's what, you know, with a lot of the practice opportunities, we get a chance to keep doing that. One thing that really jumped out was that there was the very beginning of the practice intensive, which is this, that, you know, 1 week, but you get to really take in all of the assignment, and then get to, if you so choose to, you get to text with a facilitator once a day, sort of check in and, you know, see mm-hmm. what's coming up. And so there was a lot of gratitude in being able to have the practice, to have this practice of intensive around relationship. And then it moved into an interesting gratitude around how truly everything is of benefit to this being. Everything, including all these different relationships and what relationship, you know, just looking at what is relationship and how does it play out. And that was really fun to see first.
Yeah. So lots of gratitude. It seems like for the practice, for the structure itself, to have something like this just kind of come along on our annual calendar. And then it sounds like there was life just sort of provides the content, and for which we can be grateful as well.
Yeah, and that was actually when we got to have our group call at the end. You know, that was something that I brought up also again, you know, just that it never, ever ceases to amaze me how life absolutely works in perfect concert with all of life. Like, life just does this thing. It was like beautifully wrapped and or thrown or whatever you want to call it at me or with me. And I was able to just really be with it in a way that I hadn't been before. I got to be with all of the energy that was arising and all of the emotion that was coming in from various different places, externally as well as internally, and be with it rather than become it. And that was amazing. That was just a powerful experience to have in that particular way.
Oh, gosh, I know. I mean, what you're saying takes me to an experience of, I don't know if you would use the word synchronicity, but it's like there is just the support is there, you know, because we avail ourselves of it, right? Because you had signed up, you're participating, you're paying attention to the assignment and everything. And then it's like there's all of this material that, you know, we might say the content to practice with. And instead of becoming really enmeshed or identified or swept away by the content, you were able to hold it in this larger perspective of the process of relationships, of practice, because of the structure that you had put yourself in through participation with the Sangha.
Yes. And so then the next thing that sort of arose, you know, that dropped in, was when we were on the call as a group, someone mentioned something about it, you know, something that, you know, they were looking at, that it had been fun. And all of a sudden, right after that, that's that person. And I was like, yes, like that was what I resonated. I didn't even realize. It was kind of like for me growing up doing math wasn't always, it was sometimes challenging. And so I remember one time when I actually got the prop, like it wasn't about getting the right answer. It was about I finally understood, or I finally dropped in how to do the problem. And then I had a great time. And that's what I felt like this week, you know, around especially something that was a relationship that has been, you know, a little bit karmically challenging, or has, you know, traditionally put me into the, you know, sinkhole of identification, and to have this support and have it just seen in a totally different way and be able to actually feel like that was fun. It was really fun. It's like a game changer, you know?
It is. A game changer is the perfect description for it, because it's like we kind of can go along in this, you know, sort of just like you, like, I love that example of using that. Okay, I'm working it. I'm doing the program. Mm-hmm. I'm getting okay answers. It seems to be going okay. And then all of a sudden, there's like as the light goes on, and we're just infused with this, I don't know, a deeper understanding or a way of seeing mm-hmm. that makes total sense. And it does. It changes the whole game from just living life. You know, it's not too bad. I mean, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's nothing horrible. Or sometimes it's, oh, my God, this is horrible. I just got to, how am I going to survive this? And we're just in that hunkering down mode, right?
Yeah.
And then the shift happens. And all of a sudden, even the hard stuff is mm-hmm. fun because of that shift. That, you know, we talk about it all kinds of ways, like from the dark room to the light room, or from identification to center, or whatever. But it's just such a theory until we've, you know, proven to our, just done it. You know, it just happens over and over until we know, okay, that's a possibility. That's what I'm practicing for.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it was like, you know, all of the work and all of the, you know, just we practice. When things feel easy, or, you know, things feel, you know, difficult, we practice so that we can keep having, you know, more of these, more of life offering ways for us to see what is so, what is so. And I really, it was just like, I didn't realize the belief that had been running, like, well, but this one, you know, is you don't get to be connected in relationship with life and be life in this particular relationship. That's just not, it's just too hard. And it's not so. It's just not so. And to have that experience and to just keep having that available through the, you know, through the monastery and through Living Passion is just, I'm just overjoyed and so grateful for that.
Well, you know, you make a really good point about that there's that really real content. And in this case, it was around mm-hmm. relationships. Like, there is this mm-hmm. one relationship that, no, it's just really too karmically challenged. I'm never going to mm-hmm. see through this. It's just too hard. And even mm-hmm. that was able to be transformed. Even that, you know, it feels like, you know, the focus on the process, but even, it sounds like what you're pointing to is even the content was in some ways transformed.
Yes. Yeah, because of the process. And it wasn't even, it didn't, you know, there was such a belief that there was just no way anyway. So, you know, but so that's just icing on the cake. And who knows actually what's going to end up, I have no idea. You know, because there's other really real content attached to it, with major health issues with the family and everything. But what is transformed is my relationship to the whole situation and the process. Like, I really am choosing the process of being with life in relationship with life. And as a result of that, you know, continuing to build on that, that's all that matters, because that's really what powers everything.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just that process that we keep coming back to, and everybody, we keep hearing, I'm just so grateful for repetition and it coming in different ways, because that's what this person needed, this being needed enough, and will continue to need. You know, this isn't just a one shot, you know, it's not like it's going to go away, like conditioning is going to go, oh, great. All right, we'll let you, like, happy.
Okay, you got that relationship taken care of.
Yeah,
great.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we're done. So it's not done, but it's just, it was such a powerful, intensive, I mean, and like I said, a game changer. And I'm really grateful that, and to get to hear other people too, like to be in the process and like knowing everyone was going through that process, And then getting to do my work and then get to do that with everyone else, like to hear about that is really always fun too.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I'm just looking at, kind of looking back at what you're saying around the way that the relationship has been transformed, or your relationship with the relationship has been transformed.
Mm.
So we started out the year with looking at rest, you know, and how we are
right.
with our energy and our rest. Then we looked at food, and then
mm-hmm.
the July one was relationships. And it's like,
yeah.
this whole practice intensive model is helping us, you know, I'm just seeing this from what you're saying, it's helping us take
mm.
all of these, quote, really real content in our lives and have a different
yeah.
relationship with them. You know, just really look at them on a process level.
Mm-hmm. And it's so powerful. It's really,
yeah.
really has created, and then, you know, these, the tools that then come along with it, with that, you know, Sangha is creating as we go along to support
yeah.
The practice is just phenomenal. Like, that's
it
just
really
takes it to
is.
Another level and another level and
yeah.
another level. And it's just so, I'm so thankful. So thank you.
Yes,
thanks to everybody
yeah.
who put it together.
Well, thank you, Megan, and thank you so much for your participation, not only in the practice intensive, but, you know, in today as well, and just Sangha in general. So I know we're up on the time, but is there anything
mm-hmm.
else you want to add before we hand it over to Michael and Sherry?
No, I
yeah.
you know, I'm so grateful to feel so perfectly complete.
Right.
So, thank you.
Well, thank you, Megan.
All right.
Take good care.
Okay, thank you. Have a good, you too.
Good
have a good show. Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Michael, we'll turn it over to you and Sherry.
Great. Thank you, Rebecca, and thank you, Megan. Good afternoon, and welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you doing?
Well, that was fun.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're good
yeah.
because practice works.
Yes,
don't
it
you
does.
Think? Yeah.
It does.
Practice works, and we do practice.
Practice works, and we do practice. And you don't even have to think it's going to work or kind of evaluate it midstream or
hope it'll work someday.
Good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do it, and one day you realize, wow, this is working.
Wow, that is working.
You know, I love something that that Megan said in there about when she and Rebecca were talking about the content of the whatever it is, and what she said is, what I heard her say is the equivalent of, well, I don't know what's going to happen with the content, but my relationship with the process, my relationship with the issue has changed, and that's what makes the difference. And it's really true. That's what practice does for us. I mean, all of the stuff in life remains the same, whatever that is. And it's hard to know what that is when our relationship changes, right? Our relationship to
yes.
it, when the process that we're doing is different, it's hard to tell whether the content is the same as it was or not. And that's
yeah.
that one we laugh about where, you know, did that person that I was having so much trouble with, did they change dramatically, or is it perhaps how I'm seeing it? And after a while, we suspect maybe the way I'm seeing it has changed. But we don't know. They could have changed. Maybe there was never anything going on. That's the most astounding one of all. You know, I thought there was some big karma, and then I begin to question, maybe there was never an issue.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe all that suffering
good.
Is not necessary.
Yeah, right. Maybe all my agonizing was for naught.
Yes.
And, you know, that's really true, and it's important because in the beginning, things are really, really real, and that's just how they are. It's just really, really real and true, and anybody would be having this experience because, hey, this is a problem. And then we practice and practice and practice and practice, and pretty soon we get to the place of, well, okay, there is this thing going on. It's not a problem. It maybe we could call it a situation or something that's happening. Yes, there is something happening as far as we can tell. But it's not. There's no difficulty. And I know I don't have to go through a big thing about it, because I know that I'm going to get to the other side and look back and be grateful for everything I saw and learned in the process.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Exactly so.
Yeah. So is there anything else happening in practice that you can tell us about? Anything coming
up? There are many, many things happening in practice, far more than I could mention here.
It would be the whole show, just listing them.
It would be the whole show, and I'm going to focus on the ones that were given to me.
All right.
And that is that the deadline to sign up for the new email class with you, Sherry, Ashwini, and June has been extended until Thursday, July 30th.
Wow. That is very good, because I think the first class comes out on Friday. So I hope people will hustle and sign up. I'm excited about this class. I was talking with somebody about it earlier today, and they said, "Oh, sex and money, that sounds good." And I said, "Well, yeah, I mean that is the topic, but really what we're going to be focusing on is all that strong emotion around sex and money, which I think is more interesting than the content of sex and money, because who cares about sex and money? It's about me." Right? It's about me and my experience and how I feel and what happens to me and how karmic conditioning is making me suffer over it. That's what's really interesting. So that's the part that we're going to explore. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And I was just thinking before the show, if I had no sex issues or money issues, would I still be interested? And the answer is yes, because as you just pointed out, it's the process and what I bring to it and how I get hung up and all of that.
Yeah. There's always something to see if we're looking.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the thing about it is, if we're not looking, it doesn't mean there's nothing to see. It just means we're not seeing.
Right. Yes. I know that experience.
And the worst one of that is when everybody else is seeing it. Not because I'm not looking. So we want to look as quickly as possible just to...
Yes.
So we're not the last to know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up on August 30th, you, Sherry, and Ashwini will lead a workshop in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And that
that's a Sunday afternoon.
Yes. And that workshop will explore the power of practice in our lives.
Yeah.
And the last, in this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Retreat of this year has a couple of slots remaining. That retreat is in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, from August 31st to September 4th. And that will focus on the importance of training and spiritual practice and include guidance with you, Sherry, which is a very rare and special treat.
Yeah, we had a couple of cancellations. So. Otherwise, that would have been already a done deal. So, yeah, if there's somebody out there who's been waiting and wondering, and this is perhaps life's green light.
And so for these and all other opportunities, visit schedule.livingcompassion.org. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to talk with Sherry tonight, which many of you have, press *6 and then 1 to make a show. And a reminder to focus on one topic, please, in about 5 minutes.
All right.
And here we go.
Okay. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome. First caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Michael. This is Art. How are you?
Good, except you sound like you're way down in a hole. Are you?
Okay. I'm on my computer.
Are you on speakerphone?
I'm turning the volume down. Is that helping?
You're still very, very far away. I can tell you're talking.
Uh-huh.
And almost.
Is that
Michael, can you hear?
A little bit. Art, can you get really close to your microphone, wherever that is?
Yeah. I think I'm really close now.
Okay. And shout it out and see how it goes.
Okay. All right, so maybe if I just speak up, huh?
Yes, that's much better. That's much
great.
Better.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Yes, I'm here, and I have my first. I'm so grateful. I have my first Zen awareness coach call tomorrow night. And
how exciting!
Yeah, and I've been practicing a lot, especially recording and listening, and my sitting practice is becoming more consistent. I'm starting to notice the thoughts that are happening. What's really interesting, Sherry, is tonight I just said goodbye to my wife at the airport. Where she lives in Florida and I live in Maryland, and we both work in the separate states. And practice has really been helping me in my relationship with her. And so it's funny, I missed the practice intensive. I think I caught one a couple weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago, I noticed it, but I've got to be a little more vigilant. And it's funny, it's very interesting that what conditioning will do when all of a sudden, she's starting to trust me. And then conditioning is it's like the scrambler again. It's not that I've ever done any activities, but it sure does turn down the volume of my desire for a strong relationship, when one starts showing up.
Okay, let me see if I'm tracking with you, Art. So you want a strong relationship, and then you start to have one, and then you don't want it so much?
That's right. All of a sudden, I start to numb out. I actually recorded on the way home from the airport, and what came up was that okay, here it goes. It's starting to make me forget what I recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what came up was that I'm still not good enough. That that I'm not up to the job. That I'm a fake. That I'm a charlatan. And that I don't really want in. It comes back to the isolation. It comes back to Art. You just want to be alone. You're better off.
Yeah. Now, Art. You are hearing the you voices, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You're a fake. You're a charlatan.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is where we go back to projection.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's projecting. That system is projecting. It's a fake. It's a charlatan. It's been running a number on you the whole time.
Mm.
Right? So it's using language that it knows. It's projecting its characteristics onto you. You just want to be alone. No, it wants to be alone with you.
Yeah. And you said that it's been working the whole time. So it really, Sherry, it's been amazing. I've been really hesitating. I've been noticing when the opportunity for a story to describe the experience pops up, and I've been going back to the only thing that matters is that I'm with me, I'm with the mentor, and here, and that's all that matters. And what happens in the future, I'll be there. I'll be here for it, and so that just eliminates any room for a story.
Yes, it does. And in terms of the relationship with your wife, and this is for all of us in these situations. Okay, what it feels like is so I'm in a relationship and things are going really well, And then I start having this queasy feeling of this is too much. I don't like all this closeness stuff. I need some space here. I need some time on my own. Okay. Now, that's what it feels like. And if I put language to it, that describes perfectly the feeling that I'm having. Those sensations, those emotions have that label and that story. Okay? And what I have to get at first intellectually and then increasingly on a deeper and deeper level is that's karma. That's what's there to keep me from having what I really want.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was last week or a couple of weeks ago, a woman was on the show talking about how she's had all of her relationships have been with really attractive men. I can't remember what she called them, show ponies or something like that.
Yeah.
One had the sense that the depth was not their primary characteristic. Okay. And they were unhappy relationships, all uniformly unhappy relationships. And what she really, the relationship that she actually wanted to have with a partner was not going to be available to her with the people she was picking. So what karma has us do under those circumstances is say, well, what I really care about is a deep, close, intimate connection with another human being who is supremely attractive. Okay? Now, we're not supposed to really get that last part of it, right? So because that makes it for a bad story. I just want a really close, connected, deep, relationship with someone to share my life with. Okay, that's what I want. That's what I long for. And now here comes into my walking right through the door is the perfect person who can provide that. Do you know how much interest I have? Zip. Zip.
Yeah.
Because karma always arranges for us to have something there to be the story for why I'm not having the life experience I want to have. So to me, it's really miraculous when people actually pick out a good, nice, kind, attractive person, attractive in the sense of this is somebody who I like to be with, and then they commit to that person, and they begin a process of attempting to stay in that relationship that they started out in for an extended period of time. I think it's a miracle. That whole thing is just a miracle. Do you see what I mean?
Well, it's interesting. Well, I kind of lost you on the we'll put it this way. My wife and I, we basically started dating, and we were married 3 months later. We both had been involved in another spiritual practice, and then we started dating, and it's been just like dynamite sticks everywhere, like with the kids, you know, with the blending families, and with money, and jobs, and houses, and my ex-wife and her ex-husband, and just explosions everywhere. And so I've done so much, and I've really done a lot of work. We both have done a whole lot of work, and here we are, you know.
That's right.
A bunch of work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And?
And,
now the voices come in with, you know, I'm not really sure this is the relationship for me.
Yeah. She said the sweetest thing to me too when we said goodbye tonight. Just amazing. And so what I did was I just started talking about the things that I'm grateful for, and I've been recording about all the wonderful things that I love about her. Thank you for the suggestion. And earlier, And so I'm really happy, and I'm becoming more and more aware with every second.
Yes, good. Now, Art, I don't know if we talked about this before, but you want to add the recordings. It's a lie that I would rather be on my own. It's a lie that I don't really want this relationship. It's a lie that, okay? And and it's really powerful when we say it's a lie that, and then there's the what the voices say, what's true is, and you say what's true.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that when the voices start projecting that stuff, you're a fake, you're a charlatan, it just is right there automatically in your conscious awareness. Ah, right, that's what the voices say, because you have recordings that say, it's a lie that I'm a fake and a charlatan. What is true is that I want this relationship, and I am willing to work through whatever is necessary to make it the relationship of my dreams.
Right. That's great. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. It's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, it really is. And I'm having so much fun. Thank you. I feel
good.
I feel part of, and yeah.
Good.
Well,
I'm very happy for you.
Thank
now,
you.
Just
yeah.
lose those voices and life just gets more and more and more pleasant, and we have more and more gratitude, and it spreads, and the world is a better place for us and everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and nothing changed.
Mm-hmm. And right, exactly. Except the voices are no longer controlling our experience.
Yeah,
which is huge. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you so much, Sherry, and thank you, Michael.
You're
good night.
Welcome.
Okay. Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Art. And we have another caller, Sherry.
Okay.
Hello.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Anna from Yorkshire in England.
Well, hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay, because I'm using
the app.
Absolutely. Oh, okay, I'm using the app for the first time, so.
Oh, amazing, wonderful, yeah, you clear as a bell.
That's fantastic. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm happy to get through second. That's wonderful. Way.
There may still be some sleep in your future. You don't know.
That's right. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm just ringing just to say hello because I can. I don't have to get up in the morning. So that's really good. I've been I had a few relationship challenges, only minor ones. So maybe this is going to be the relationship issue. but I decided to look at the book, Be the Person You Want to Find, rather than, because I couldn't sort it out, so I thought I'll step back and I'll. So I've been looking at that book for the last few weeks, and I've been really, really enjoying it. And I found that really helpful, and the relationship issue has just gone now.
Oh, wow. Good.
And I've been looking at it in relationship. What came out of it is, I was looking at when you say in the book, you say the primary relationship in life is the one with yourself, and that everything is a relationship with ourself, and that it's really good for us to develop a loving relationship with ourself, and that, mm-hmm. that's really all that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been looking at that, and so one of the things that came up and that I've been looking at for ages and ages and years, but it all seems to be coming together now, is sort of, I've always had addictions, But I've managed to sort of reduce them. And all I've been addicted to the last few years is chocolate.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done the, the month, the book, the retreat in a book, loads and loads of times with it. And then at various times I've just thought, just forget it for now. Just eat the chocolate, whatever, deal with it whenever, it comes up again. And it just sort of came up with this book, really. I've been really enjoying looking at it. And I was looking at, I really got more clarity about what's happening, say, when I'm eating some chocolate. And I got really clear on all the feelings. So they were things like that I'm safe. That was a really interesting one. That I'm like in a bubble and that nobody can interrupt me, and time pressures aren't at me. So, and I make sure that I'm not being interrupted. So I'll sit down and I'll sort of generally announce, right, I'm having my cup of tea and chocolate now, so everyone knows to not leave me alone, don't ask me anything. And then I was thinking, well, that's sort of how it is in meditation, really, and I haven't really linked the two. So what I did, it was really nice. And my mum lives by the seaside, so I went to see her for a week. I had lots of peace and time, and I walked and I practiced all the feelings that I have when I'm having chocolate. When I wasn't having the chocolate, so I'd be walking along the beach and I was going, I'm safe, no one's interrupting me, there are no time pressures. And I attempted to use the breath sort of instead of the chocolate, so the breath was the reminder. That's it, really. I'm in the middle of it still now. So I'm recording from the book and my responses to it. I feel really good about it.
Yes, and so what is the desire for chocolate been like since you've been doing this? Have you still had it? Or
I've not had any. It's only been a short time now. It's only been about a week, and it's fine. I feel fine. I've just taken up running as well, completely by coincidence, which I just realised. So that I've got a whole new sort of. I mean, I'm always busy anyway, but that's a sort of an extra thing, and I guess that might actually help, because it's a physical thing. But I haven't been wanting any chocolate, so for a week.
Is the chocolate a problem, or is it the addiction that you primarily look at?
It's more the addiction.
I mean, because chocolate.
If it wasn't the chocolate, it would be something else.
Yeah. Now they say if you have chocolate with red wine, then this is great for your heart.
I used to have that one. I've had various mixes of various, and it used to be red wine and chocolate. But I'm not really very, really very good with alcohol anymore, so I stopped that. So everything that I used to do, because I used to smoke cigarettes from a really, really early age, really early, and then it sort of moved through sort of all of it. But then I got, I decided, right, I'm going to be responsible. Mostly when I had poppy and cut it all down, and then it was like coffee. But then I was like, oh, I can't drink any more of this coffee. I'm sick of it. Mostly I got sick of things. They made me feel ill. And what happens now is I eat dark chocolate because I'm vegan, and I don't like to eat the ones that are pretend milk because they've got a lot of sugar in, because I'm being careful with my sugar. So it's a little bit of a problem if I eat too much of the dark chocolate, because then I feel ill. See what I mean. I've tried various things. I've tried eating the darkest chocolate I can, so to get a little bit of a kick, but then I'll just eat loads of dark chocolate and be really ill. So it's the addiction that I'm looking at, and I know that so that was why I think that's why it's just taken so long. I think it just goes down really deep, doesn't it?
Well, it's so interesting to me because, it's true that you know, there isn't a problem with just about anything. But it's how we're in relationship with it that's the problem, right? So seeing that and seeing how actually the addiction controls you. You know,
we think
I really want that thing. And it takes a long time to realize, no, that addiction to that thing is controlling me. And so having realized that through this progression of all of these things that addiction, that system uses to control me through making me addicted to these things or obsessed with or violently desirous of, they're all not good for me. And eventually they make me sick. And yet I can't stop doing them because there's this constant push, this constant pressure to do them, even though I don't want to. It's kind of like listening to alcoholics talk about, you know, I started drinking because it was fun. And then eventually I was just drinking. I didn't even want to drink, but I had to drink. And that same progression. And then the part to me that's so beautiful about what you're doing is that now you're just going directly to what is it that was underneath that started that progression all those years ago? Well, I felt unsafe.
Yeah.
So now you have the tools. Yeah. Now you have the tools to address that, to help that person feel safe and protected and cared for and loved and cherished.
I've got those tools because it talks about a treasure house in the book, and I take that as like having a toolbox within it. And so I've written a whole bit and recorded it where there's a toolbox in the treasure house, and can't right this minute think what's in my toolbox, but it's everything that Living Compassion does. So
you need to help her feel just as good as a human being can feel. Which is, that's the whole deal of practice, isn't it? So what the Buddha taught is we each have one person to save, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right? You're saving her from that suffering.
Yeah. And I think, although, I mean, I've looked at it for years and years, really, I think it was because I've come from the back door or something. Because I was reading the book Be the Person You Want to Find, and it was about my relationship. So it was just a little thing that's all. And that bit just popped up really. It was like, well, I'm gonna really love myself, and I'm gonna do things that show that prove to myself that I'm a worthy person. And I was like, do you know what? You do not need to sit there and eat that chocolate. And so it was like through the back door, I've managed to sneak in and see things really clearly. So, So thank you for writing the book. I think I'm going to look at that. I'm looking forward to the email class. But in between, I think I'm going to do this for the rest of the year, the book. There's so much in it. There's so much in it.
Oh, she's happy. She's happy. And the running, of course, is so wonderful too, right? Because there's the physical activity and there's the breath and being with the breath, and with every breath it can be, you're with me. We're here together. We're safe.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that, about the whole breath thing and then about the running thing and all of it, because I used to do some running before, but then my back started hurting. But so since then, I've been doing lots of yoga, and I was like, I'm sure my back. I was sort of saying to myself, I'm sure my back is really strong now. I've not had backache properly for about 2 years. I was like, right, I'm going to do some running and see if I get backache. And I haven't had backache, so I've been looking after my back. Sorry, you go.
It's just that to me, the other thing that's powerful about that is that with practice, with being able to pay attention, being able to be in awareness and pay attention to your body, you'll be able to take your body is safe with you, right? So you'll see how you're running, and if there's a twinge, then you'll pay attention to that twinge, and you'll stop, and you'll take care of the body and figure out what needs to happen in order for you to be all right, so that you can continue to do that. which again has such huge application for us, because that's what we want to be doing all the time. We're carrying this human being in conscious, compassionate awareness. So there isn't drifting off with conditioned mind somewhere to be in a time and place that doesn't exist and leave the poor human alone and uncared for. We're right here. So where you put your foot down, you know where your foot is going down. You know what your ankle is doing. You know what your knee is doing. You know what your hip is doing. You know what your abs are doing. You know. And you're right there with the body. So the chances of being injured go way, way, way down. And the ability to take care of yourself if something should happen goes way, way, way up. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody gets happier.
Yeah, that's all it, and that's all true, and I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it makes, so there's, there's eating chocolate or drinking red wine or whatever that tends to take us away from ourselves and make us not feel that good, and then there's doing something like that kind of exercise that really brings us to ourselves, brings us into our bodies, helps us feel good in the moment, and then overall, our health and well-being just increases. So it's just, good in every direction.
That is really true. Yeah, I feel so more in touch with my body recently, because I have done sort of so much yoga. I've been doing it every day for ages now. So that's all. It's all feeding in with the chocolate thing. I really like it that, so now whereas I think before as well, I think it's also sort of everything that I've been doing, I feel like, oh, it's my body now, and if I feel something, I don't need to go and look it up to know what to do. I just know what to do myself. I'm going to give a bit of a stretch there or a bit of a rub. Do you know what I mean? Rather than, oh, I don't know, I'm going to look to somebody else, whereas I'm more, oh, I know exactly.
Yes, and not in a foolish, arrogant way, because you're also sensitive to if there's something else that's needed, you're gonna do everything you can to provide that. It's stewarding, right? We have these people, and we're learning to be the conscious, compassionate stewards for a human incarnation, and it's a really beautiful and exciting opportunity. I don't know this. I have no truth about this at all, but I suspect that there are many, many lifetimes to get to the place that we are in, and to the place that we're talking about, where we are ready to accept that challenge gratefully, responsibly, happily, humbly.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, my dear.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. Thank you to you, and thank you to Michael.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Anna, from the middle of the night. Fun conversation. Yes. And Sherry, we're going to hear from our sponsor, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
What if you lived with your soul as your pilot? What skies would you fly? How wide would you open? What would you sing if you gave voice to your beautiful heart?
This great song by Trish Bruxford Culligan invites us to give voice to our hearts. Simply Celebrate offers you a variety of ways to express your heart. And one of those is by celebrating the people you love. Our one-of-a-kind customized celebration books are like magic mirrors that reflect all of the laughter, adventures, and delight that friends and family share. Clients tell us that this is the best gift ever. Give voice to your heart and give a gift of love that lasts a lifetime. Visit simplycelebrate.net and turn ordinary days into an extraordinary life.
Welcome back to Open Air, and we have more callers, Sherry.
Good.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Valerie calling.
Well, hello, Valerie. Long time no hear from.
I know.
How are you doing?
Well, I picture you, you were describing how you record and listen, and you said you're wild, and you just wildly go for it, you know? You just, there's nothing holding you back.
Is that what I said?
It's probably not what you said, but that's my projection, that you're willing that you have the willingness to just go for it and be over the top with it. And so that's
fearless.
What I picture. Yeah.
Fearless.
And not be inhibited
that's
by conditioning
right.
standards.
That's right.
And it makes listening a whole lot more fun when I'm not inhibited by conditioning standards listening to myself.
Doesn't it? In fact, we could just take that even out beyond that, right? Everything is more fun when we're not listening to conditioning's faux inhibitions, because it really doesn't care a fig. It just wants to ruin our lives. When we're not letting its faux inhibitions dictate our behavior, right? It's just life is better all the way around.
Yeah. And really mm-hmm. needing to specifically identify what's ego standard and what's not.
Yeah.
What's
and
is
really
ego standard.
Yeah, and really why even concern ourselves? Why not just be joyously alive?
Right. I mean it's yes, thank you, I love you is pure gold. To hear back. I mean, in any
yes.
formulation, any sentence that I come up with, as long as it revolves around that, it feels
yes.
good to hear back.
Yes.
So that's just outside of ego standards completely. I can know that.
Yes.
And then I can
yes.
maybe not get caught up in getting confused about.
That's right.
Well, is this
that's
ego
right.
standard? Well, is this not ego standard?
Right. Because if we have. You know, we could say something like, well, if it's kind, if it's compassionate, if it's understanding, if it's gentle, it's probably not coming from ego. And then ego will slip in there and try to mimic kindness or compassion or understanding or whatever just to mess us up. But here's what I got to. I don't care where it's coming from, if it's kind, if it's gentle, if it's loving, if it's understanding, if it's patient, if it's sweet, I'll take it.
Yeah, I've heard you say that before, you know. You take
mm-hmm.
it, yeah. You'll receive it. You won't just take
that's
it,
right.
you'll receive it.
That's right. And so it doesn't matter if ego is saying something to try to mess me up, you know, oh, well, it's okay to be kind to yourself, even though you messed that up royally. Like, okay,
I know.
Well, thank you. I will be kind
I've
to myself.
I've been calling
thank
that
you very
good
much.
Cop. Uh-huh. I've been calling that good
yeah.
cop. And I'm like, I've had
yeah.
enough of your good cop. Thank you. But I should just invite it in, invite in the guest and say, oh, you want to play good cop? Here, put your feet up. Let me, what can I get you? I'll receive your good cop stuff.
That's right. Yeah, and if you turn into bad cop, we don't need to talk anymore. Yeah. But you know, Valerie,
yeah.
if you were to make a recording that says, "Yes, thank you. I love you." Yes. Thank you. I love you. And you give every kind of emphasis. You put your favorite music behind it. And you continue to make that recording until it's about 14 hours long. And it's all you listen to. That'd be plenty. That'd be everything.
I got a two-hour one going today of Yes, Thank You.
Excellent.
You in different configurations.
Excellent.
I mean, an involved also being defensive, which isn't a good reminder that, yes, I get defensive, but...
Well, you don't get defensive. Conditioning
does.
Gets
yeah,
defensive.
Don't own it, right,
don't own it. Conditioning gets defensive, and sometimes you fall for it. Yeah, we do. We're cute like that. Mm-hmm. 2 hours. Tell me about that.
Well, I just went wild with, hey, Valerie. Hey, I love you. Hey, Valerie. Like, just getting my own attention.
Uh-huh. Are you listening, Valerie? I love you.
Right. Perk up. Remember that I love you, and I'm thankful that I love you, and I'm thankful that I love you. Remember that?
And I love that I love you.
And I love that I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it.
I got to start making a whisper recording of that. I want to whisper it to myself and then put on the sleep phones and then sleep with that.
Oh, yes.
I've been prevented from doing this for a long time because I've had all these standards about how it needs to be complicated, but you know what? It's just preventing me from actually doing it.
That's right. And, you know, when we have time to spend around, little tiny people or, if you've ever had an animal who was sick or that kind of thing, recovering from something, you know, they really don't have standards about how you talk to them as long as you're loving them.
Right.
They you could say the same word over and over 10,000 times. They're perfectly happy as long as you're there with them and loving them. We're the
I
same
know.
Way.
I love hearing the same thing over and over again. It doesn't matter if I repeat it. I don't get bored.
That's right.
I'm happy to hear
That's right.
it. And it's so weird that is actually I've actually proved that to myself because it's like
yes.
against what ego keeps on telling me that you're not going to enjoy
right.
that. You're gonna just be driven crazy.
Uh-huh.
And it's the exact
yeah.
opposite. I feel happy. I feel energized. I'm cleaning up my side of the street as much as I can. You know, I'm taking care of my body. I'm learning everything I can about how to do that. I'm feeling lighter. But I'm still,
wow.
I'm still have negative emotions, but yet I'm like, why not just feel them? Why not just feel them?
Exactly. Yes. That's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why not? Why not? They're just feelings. They're just emotions. It's just energy passing through a human body. It's not a problem. Yeah. That's great. I can't tell you how happy I am for you. You've worked hard for this, haven't
thanks
you?
Thanks to you. I've worked years to try to get here,
yep.
and... It just took lowering the standards and lowering the standards and lowering the standards and lowering the standards, trying to
Until,
cut through the confusion by just doing it. Cut through the
yes.
confusion by just doing
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes. You lowered those standards until ego had nowhere to be. Right? That's what really happened. It had nothing to get you with. So now then you get to just do what you want to do. And prove to yourself that it works. And now you're going to do a whisper recording and listen to it all night long. And I cannot wait to hear how that is for you.
Time to do some reverse brainwashing on this dream cycle. I'm going to give love to myself instead of beating.
Yes. Because if beatings would have done the trick, it would have already worked by now, wouldn't it?
Exactly. I'm not well. I'm not some picture of wellness by being beaten for so long.
That's right. But it is starting to sound like you are a picture of wellness from receiving kindness.
Yeah, letting myself, I mean, what universe are you creating has really been so helpful, because I've been picking a card every day. I've been recording that card, you know, quote definition onto my recorder, and I've been taking all those words in, like you've said for years, pick a word, make it the word of the day, focus on that word. It's really helped that practice actually happen. So when you say receive, I have a deeper understanding of, okay, receive, Valerie, receive, because you've arrived. First you have to arrive to receive. Receive.
That's it. You know, Michael and I started out the show with this, that practice works. And I said to somebody today that practice will offer a person the amount of freedom and joy that they are willing to allow themselves to have. There's nothing. There is no amount of suffering that practice can't erase if somebody wants it. And that's all that's involved, is to want to end suffering more than we want to suffer. You are living proof of that, right?
I want to stop the suffering. I can't stop the pain, but I know that that extra layer of suffering ruins my life, makes other people suffer.
Yes.
I don't need to keep creating the karma. I can clean up my side of the street at the very least, at the very most.
Yeah.
Live in gratitude.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm happy for you, Valerie. I can't tell you how much so. Because, again, I know how hard you've worked to get to where you are right now. And it's a grand and glorious thing.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I think that that the way you've described the work that you've done and that you're doing, I project it's going to inspire a lot of people. And I hope that there are people out there who are still in that, listening to voices that say, yeah, but not you. You're not going to be able to get through whatever it is. That's great for other people, but not you. I hope that they will follow your very good lead, get out that recorder, make the recording, either the yes, thank you, I love you, yes, please, thank you, I love you, whatever their version of it is, make the whisper recording, get it on the, get the earbuds in, sleep with it, and start proving to themselves that, yeah, any one of us can end suffering in this very lifetime. That's what the Buddha taught, and that's what we're proving. So congratulations,
thanks,
my dear.
Thanks to Sangha.
Yeah. Okay, you let me know how it goes, all right?
Thank you, Sherry, I will.
All right. Thanks, Valerie. Good night.
Thank you. Bye, Crystal.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Valerie. Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
It's just such a thrill for me. I mean, I we all know each other. Right? We've all been doing this for years together, right? And we've watched one another's practice, right? We've seen the changes and the transformations, and just to watch somebody reach that level of happiness and success and well-being in life is a thrill, and so I love being witness to it.
Yes, it's wonderful. And I think we have time for one more caller here, shall we?
Good.
Okay. Next caller, you are live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Dana. I'm from Michigan.
Hi there. Have we talked
Hi,
before?
How are you? Yes, it's been a very long time.
Aha. Okay. All right. Well, what's
going on? I'm usually too nervous to call in, but the voices were very adamant. They didn't want me to call in tonight, so I thought I could be brave enough and actually call in.
and you have proved that, in fact, that is true.
Yes.
Yeah, so yes. When they get adamant the next time about how you can't or you shouldn't or you better not or whatever it is, you can just say, well, I'm sorry, I make my own decisions.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you. That last caller was very helpful. I'm like, wow, I might not even need to talk to Sherry now.
But you said, no, I have committed and I'm going to do it.
Yes, exactly why I stayed on. Yes, but that was extremely helpful, and I'm going to try to apply some of that. So
good.
So I, yeah. So it seems that, and I'm sure this is nothing new, just it seems the further I get in my practice, the harder it becomes, at least for me. Just the voices have been pounding me lately with, you know, the self-hate and you're a loser and, you know, you've made all the wrong choices in your life. And so I've been struggling with that lately. And even though I can see through it, it's still affecting me. And that's, I guess, where I've been having a hard time.
So, you know, I don't know if you know this, but there's a saying in Buddhism that speaks to exactly that. It's called going farther and faring worse. So what happens to us, many people are fortunate enough to have a honeymoon period with practice. You know, I mean, I've been suffering. I've been struggling. I encounter practice. Oh, my God, this is it. This is great. This is fabulous. I feel so good. I can see how I'm starting to see how things work and, the freedom that I feel. And then, boom, uproars, egocentric, karmic conditioning, self-hate, because you're not going to be allowed to just go, you know, off into the sunset, happily leaving conditioning behind. That's not going to happen. The ego is not going to go along with that. So what it has to do is come up and hit you with everything it's got. Because almost everybody will cave. Almost everybody.
Yes.
But if you
and
don't,
that's definitely,
as you know.
Yeah.
Definitely. No, go ahead.
I definitely feel like I've been bombarded with everything that it has lately. Like,
absolutely.
Everything.
Yep. Yep. I love it. You're a loser, and you've made every mistake that's possible to make in your life. So, you know, we can guess, we can extrapolate, right? And you being a loser, you're going to continue to make every mistake that's possible in your life. So why don't you just kill yourself? That would be the smartest thing to do at this juncture, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And, yeah. Are they saying that kind of thing to you?
I have actually heard that, yes. And thank you. I've never fallen for that one.
Yep,
you know,
good.
Maybe
Very
you
good.
Should just die now and be reborn and you can start all over again. And I'm like, first of all, luckily I don't have that tendency. And, second of all, I'm like, if I don't work through this now, I feel it's going to all come back anyway. So I'm like, I may as well work on it
That's
now.
That's it. That's it. This is our best opportunity. And I'm sure you've heard me on this topic. But the thing that we have to remember, this is what we cling to. This is the life raft, okay, that we hang on to. And that is that it has finite resources and our resources are infinite.
Oh,
it can hold on and do this to you for a finite period of time. You have the ability to hold on forever.
That's good to remember.
It's really good to remember. It's really important. Really important. That's that one where, you know, when it's got us, you know, it's in the middle of the night or whatever it is, or you're home alone or, you know, you're vulnerable and it starts in on you, comes at you, and something in you decides this is the moment and you say, okay, come on, bring it on. What? Say it all right now. Here, let me get the recorder. I'm going to turn the recorder on because I don't want to miss any of this. Go ahead. What? Hit me with the worst thing you've got.
Yes.
And it's like calling into the radio show. It's got nothing. Okay? When you make up your mind what you're going to do, it's got nothing.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because she'll prove to you. Now, what it'll say immediately after you go, wow, okay, so I just stood up to the bully, and the bully faded. And then you'll hear a voice say, yeah, but you just wait till the next time. This isn't over yet. I'm going to you're going to be, and you just go, right, okay, do you want to do that now? Would you like to do that now? Because I'm ready. I'm here. And even though it'll continue to bully you and continue to try to frighten you and that sort of thing, as soon as you know that you gave it a chance to do what it said it could do to you and it didn't have the ability to do it, you don't ever have to be afraid of it in the same way again.
Wow. That's powerful.
It's powerful. Yeah, it is powerful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know,
that's
very helpful. Yeah. So I hope you'll, again, I hope you'll let me know. Do a report on this,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because
yes.
As with Valerie's call for you and for other people, you know, when people do these kinds of things and get to the other side of it and report on it, it gives everybody else a little bit of a boost to the courage to take that
yes.
step themselves, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Power of
sound,
and I'll just, one more thing, which I'll try to make quick because I know it's the end of the show. But the hardest thing, too, is when the voices say, well, I'm proving I'm right because, say, right now I'm not doing the job that I want to do. And they say, well, see, we told you you're a failure because you're not doing the job you want to do. And I think that's when I fall for it and I listen because I'm like, well, it's true. I've been working really hard, but I'm still not doing the job I want to do. And so, yeah.
Okay. So what I need content, sorry. But are you trying to get a promotion or you're trying to how come you're not doing the job you want to do?
Well, it's with work. It's just kind of following my dream, but needing to work full time in order, you know, to pay the bills.
Uh-huh.
So I'm still doing my art on the side, but the slow, it's very slow going, you know, because of the time and energy that it takes. And so, you know, I've definitely taken steps, but you know, it's been a long time. And so, you know, I start to lose faith in that, and that's when the voices step in and say, see, we told you.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So here's the deal. Why do you want to do art?
It's my passion. It makes me happy.
It's your passion.
And,
okay,
you know,
it's your
and
passion.
I would like to make other people happy.
Okay. Okay. So you would like passion and happiness and giving happiness.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you know this, but I'm gonna say it to you anyway, okay? You don't need art for that.
Okay.
The passion is yours. The happiness is yours. And it is just possible that not having the ability to do what you want to do with your life and your time is your best opportunity to prove that to yourself.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, because if you were able to do what you want to do now, I guess, do art full time, is that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you would want to do. So if you were able to do that, you know, somebody just dumped a bunch of money on you and you were able to do that, it still wouldn't give you passion and happiness.
Wow.
We think it would.
That's so true.
We think it would, but it wouldn't because it can't. You have to bring the passion. And you have to bring the happiness.
Yes. Wow. Thank you. That helps immensely.
Good. So that's your work now, right? You are the artistic creation that you are working on now.
Wow. Yes.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then when you're complete with that, let's see what life opens up in terms of what you do for a living.
Yes.
But the voices that come in and say, see, you're not doing that, and that's proof that you're a failure, that's where the passion, that's where the happiness is going. Right down the toilet of that conversation.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, it's the, I can't remember, is it Louise? No, Emily Dickinson. Oh, somebody. You know, I don't worry about the storms. I'm learning to sail my little ship. Okay? So you are the masterpiece that you are creating right now. And you need to put all of your passion and all of your joy, all of your gratitude into that masterpiece. And then we'll see what happens after that. All right. And you'll let me know.
Thank you. Yes, I will.
You are so welcome. Call
thank
in
you,
anytime,
Michael.
Okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Dana. And we are at the end of another amazing show.
You know, I got to say, Michael, I love that. I don't know that I've ever had that conversation before. Okay, isn't that a fabulous image that we, each of us, is the masterpiece, the artwork that's being created? It's true. That's what this is about. Full of passion and joy I love it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Talk to you next week.
Okay. Good night, Michael.
Good night.